Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on showing kindness to parents and maintaining family ties. Sometimes a thought may come to the mind that from our side a person may think, and this also thought sometimes comes from shaitan, that a person may think that from my side I am keeping up family ties, but from the other side, from the other party, they are not showing any kindness, they are not showing any type of hospitality, they are not showing any type of warmth. So why should I waste my time and still show kindness to my family members? They don't seem like they want any type of muhabbat and love. So that thought sometimes shaitan puts in the mind, that this, from my side I'm trying to do what I can do, but they are not showing any warmth. So maybe I should just leave it, and I should also not show that warmth and that kindness. So this is a whispering also from shaitan. So this hadith teaches us beautifully that when this thought comes to the mind, when a person is seeing this type of a result, where he is showing kindness and he's trying to be warm and he's trying to maintain family ties, and irrespective of what the person on the other side is doing, he should still continue. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his hadith also takes into consideration our feelings, because insan is a person of feelings, he has feelings. So not that the hadith is such that it ignores a person's feelings also, it incorporates the feelings, but the person is taught to do what is best. That what is best to do, that what he should do. So today's hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna rajulan qala ya Rasulallah, inna li sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li qarabatan asiluhum wa yaqta'uni wa uhsinu ilayhim wa yusi'una ilayya wa ahlumu anhum wa yajhaluna alayya, faqala la in kunta kama qulta faka'annama tusifuhumul mal wa la yazalu ma'aka minallahi zahirun alayhim مَا دُمْتَ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that a man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have relatives with whom I maintain relations, but they sever relations with me. I am good to them, but they are evil to me. I am forbearing to them, but they act ignorantly towards me. So what he mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that these relatives that I have, I maintain relationships, they break the relationship. I am good to them, but they are bad to me. I am forbearing. In other words, I maintain tolerance, I hold back, I am careful. But these people, they act ignorantly, arrogantly towards me. What should I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you are as you claim, in other words, as you claim, if this is really what the situation is, so one thing we learn from this, just one statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَإِن كُنْتَ كَمَا قُلْتَ. If you are as you claim, he's teaching us something very important. When somebody comes to tell us something, it doesn't mean automatically what he's saying is right. It is a claim that he is making, it doesn't mean that he's right. But to answer his claim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, if it is as you are claiming, I'm not saying that what you are saying is right, because then Allah Ta'ala only knows what is right. I haven't heard the other party's situation. I don't know the truth. But if it is as you are saying it is, then this is the outcome. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went and explained. Then it is as though you are placing hot ash in their mouths by you being kind to them, despite them being hard towards you, despite them breaking up ties and behaving arrogantly to you, you are still maintaining family ties and being kind to them. It's as though you are putting hot ash in their mouth. Ulama explain what is meant by this, putting hot ash in the mouth. What it means is that when a person puts hot ash in someone's mouth, this ash is gone in someone's mouth, internally they are feeling the heat, internally they are burning, internally it's hurting them. So you don't worry, your kindness is hurting them. In English they say, killing a person with kindness. It's as though you're killing this person with kindness, but you're showing that kindness. It's as though you're putting this hot ash in their mouth. You still do what you have to do, you still be kind, to take care of the emotions of the person that is being kind. Don't worry. You're also doing something for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is the effect that he's having. That is also causing this hot ash. Doesn't mean you must now just leave it up. You continue what you are doing. You do it with the niyat of kindness. Anyway, the last part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that Allah ta'ala will remain your helper against them as long as you remain as you are. That you're thinking that now I must do something and who's going to help me and I'm just showing kindness. I look like the weaker party. You may look like you're the weaker party by showing kindness despite their harshness. But here what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that Allah ta'ala is your helper against them. Allah is helping you against them as long as you remain as you are. So don't worry you still show your kindness, you still show that love, you still show the muhabbat, you got Allah Ta'ala with you, what do you need to worry? If you got Allah Ta'ala with you, if you got Allah Ta'ala with us, you got everything. Agar tu mera, tu sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. And if a person got Allah Ta'ala, then he's got everything. That the skies are his, the land is his, everything is his. Why? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in the earth, and whatever is even beneath the earth, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has got Allah Ta'ala, what does he need to worry? He must still continue to show that love and kindness. Well, I'm going to give one small example for our understanding. It's like a person that's traveling in a vehicle, and he gets a puncture on the side of the highway. And now, another person. So one person is going, he's traveling, he gets a puncture, he stops on the side of the highway. And then we happen to be driving on the road. We drive on the road, we see this person, we feel this person, I don't like this person, I'm not going to help him with his puncture. I carry on. And when I carry on, then I also get a puncture a little later on. Now this person, his car is repaired, and now he's coming. He comes and he sees me, that I got a puncture now, or he sees us, and we got a puncture, and then he stops to help. How does this person feel? A few minutes ago, I didn't want to stop to help him. I just ignored him, although he had a puncture. Now I got a puncture, he's coming to stop me. How do I feel? I feel, what they say, the word they use is lousy. A person feels very lousy, he feels very bad, that I ignored this person, but yet he came to help me. So therefore, when anybody shows us harshness, and anybody shows us any type of arrogance and ignorance, this hadith is teaching us something so nice. You still show kindness, you still show love, you still show muhabbat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of whatever wrong is there. That will, Allah ta'ala will take care of it. But what we have to do, we must do. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.